Quick drop, knocked away, batted twice and picked off. First turnover of the day for the Chargers. Finally taken in by Julius Wood.
Kansas City masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, where Bobby Belt is working on a very intriguing social media video.
It could be bad.
In the noon o'clock hour, we will do a Rangers ticket giveaway for a 4-pack of tickets for Rangers Angels on Saturday. But right now, some Dallas Cowboys news and questions of the day. And we're going to use that highlight of Julius Wood as kind of a springboard. Into this. Yep. Now, these are more for the players that you're like, I'm not sure if they're going to make it, or they're looking like they're going to make it, but you're like, I really need to like lock that in. I'm not talking
Does
about
Camden Brown count.
See, I think Camden Brown is still in play. I think he's going to be on the team, but you're not positive about that.
Gotcha.
Like, I would be surprised at this point if he got cut, but it's not like Javonte got cut. And you'd be like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
And so what I want to know is, who is y'all's maybe kind of fringy guy that you really think should be on this team? And Julius Wood is somebody that kind of jumps to mind, because I'm like, man, I really would like him to be on this roster, but I realize you can't go heavy at every single position, or you've totally screwed your ability to make your initial roster. So is there somebody that jumps to mind for y'all? Was that Quinnum? Okay, just making sure I heard that correctly.
Where is he on this depth chart? Quinnum.
He's safe.
Quinnen
mm-hmm. is safe.
But he said Quinnum.
I don't think he's going to make it.
That Michael Parsons kid. You know, we still have questions.
Flournoy.
Okay, Flournoy.
I feel very confident that he will be on
the
team.
So Barham on team, you're presuming.
Yes.
Okay, this is a really interesting question, because where do you land with Reddy Stewart?
Okay, I think Reddy Stewart is a perfect example for this, because
This is the dude that I've told you, he's my Brandon Nimmo.
Okay.
He can play on my team anytime.
Could it be Reddy Stewart or Julius Wood?
Good question.
You know, because like, it doesn't always have to be position by position, although I know Reddy Stewart has shown that he's taken plenty of snaps now at safety as well. But like, maybe it's a defensive backfield question, and you're like, well, you can keep Julius Wood, you keep Reddy Stewart, but you don't get Elijah Clark. Or maybe you only get one out of those trios. So I think Reddy Stewart is a great example of this. And so then I will ask you this question. Would you take Reddy Stewart over Julius Wood?
I want to see a little more from Julius Wood, so I got two more games to do that.
True.
But at this moment, I'm so committed to Reddy.
Okay.
This is a dude that Kevin last year, I know he knew the defense, but I watched him last year step in and say, I'll put my nose in there no matter what. And so like, I know I got that. Now, Julius Wood's shown that too. Julius Wood in the joint practice showed that he'll get in there and he'll mix it up as well. But Reddy Stewart has shown me the ability at times. He's the dude. He's the one for me. He's my Brandon Nimmo. You can play my outfield anytime.
Okay, then I think I know where this is going to go, but I just want to be sure. Would you take Reddy Stewart over Sam Williams and Maris Leafau? Now you would only
Sam Williams was my next person.
You would only get one of those. Okay, so then Reddy Stewart or Sam Williams. So like, let's say you go six at outside linebacker and edge, and you know it's going to be Gary Ezeraku, Malachi Lawrence, Von Miller, and it feels like James Houston is pretty locked in. So you go six there and you get Sam Williams, and you don't get Reddy Stewart, or you go Reddy Stewart and you don't get...
I know a lot of people are ready to move on from Sam Williams. Like, they're just like, okay, we've seen this project and all that stuff. And quite honestly, Kevin, I might hold on to this one year too long. But Sam Williams, I still think, has freakish athleticism and speed for his size.
Right.
And I also feel like he's gotten the short end of the stick on coaching along the way. And now maybe the pairing just will never work out. Maybe he will never find a coach that can teach him and have these things corrected and have him ready to go. But I would take Sam Williams next. But I'm still keeping Reddy Stewart over Sam Williams. But he would be, if he's the next on my list. I do have a third person on that list, Anthony Smith.
Okay, so we're going to come into conflict here. I swear I'm not.
Are you pairing Reddy Stewart against Anthony Smith right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to actually do something totally different, and I swear I'm not doing a bit. And I've already seen the text come in. Instead of Anthony Smith, I want to keep Jonathan Mingo. And instead, and I'm...
Hold on. Is this because the you want balance and criticism?
No.
Because Jonathan Mingo has done nothing in the NFL for this team.
Fact. But
what's your point?
My point is, if training camp really matters,
mm-hmm.
I think Jonathan Mingo has looked revitalized at camp and looking like he could give something to this team. So here is my bold roster thought. I want Jonathan Mingo over either Malik Davis, Jaden Blue, or Phil Maffa. I don't want to carry five running backs. And I realize if you want to say Hunter Lipke's a fullback.
Hold on. Did you just keep Abanaconda?
No, Abanaconda, if you told me, actually, okay, here we go. We're going to.
Abanaconda.
This is going to be complex right here. If you told me you take five running backs and Abanaconda is five, then I'll back down from my Jonathan Mingo thought. So I have Abanaconda above him in the hierarchy. But if you go off of the assumption that you take five running backs, we're going to count Hunter Lipke is a running back for the purposes of this exercise.
I can't believe you cut Malik Davis already.
Okay, no.
In this situation, you said you'd take him over him.
I did not. I said you have to pick
one of those
two. Yeah, exactly. I was going to cut
it's probably
somebody
Maffa.
Else. So, Javonte, Lipke, Malik Davis, Jaden Blue, and Phil Maffa. If those are the five, I'm getting rid of one running back to either sub in Abanaconda or I want Mingo. And I swear I'm not doing
a bit. So then who are your five receivers?
So the
are you six receivers?
No, I'm going six. Yeah. I'm going heavy at wide receiver. I am keeping Camden Brown. So I'm going heavier at wide receiver and lighter at running back. Because supposedly Hunter Lipke can also be a running back. So, like, why the hell do you need to carry five? So that is my hot take on that front. What say you? I don't think it's that hot.
Anthony Smith is going to clear waivers, right? This is a seventh-round draft pick that
probably.
Everybody was like, who? Most people didn't have him on their draft
chart. Sure, and
all.
I think Abanaconda would clear waivers as well.
I think this is fair because of that specific. Now, in most situations, I don't argue that because I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think about the, hey, I can put 75 people on the injured list here, and then the next day sign them all.
Right.
That's not true. But the Cowboys have been very good at manipulating the roster when they do these things. I think, Kevin, this is fair if you think Jonathan Mingo's shown you everything you need to see.
I think he has. And you know what? I do need to double up or double check in a couple of special teams questions about that. But I just...
He made the special teams hustle play.
Yeah, I thought Jonathan Mingo was, from a sports perspective, dead man walking into training
All
camp.
All of us did.
Like, yeah, you've seen it from the OTAs. You're like, meh. But, dude, he's shown something in training camp.
Do you think that it's – let me ask you this then. Do you think he's shown something in training camp because he realizes he's trying out for other teams? And that's the reason
you know,
the Cowboys have already kind of given the, hey, look, man, here's the situation – by the amount of receivers that they have,
for sure,
it could be the motivator.
That could
definitely be the motivator.
That is entirely possible. I do not believe that is the case, but that's just based on I don't have inside information that, like, when we talk with Steven, he didn't go, by the way, Mingo's not making this team. Like, I don't know that to be the case whatsoever. I'm just telling you, I think he's doing it for this team.
Gotcha. No, I understand. Again, because of roster manipulation, I think this is fair. If it came down to, and quite honestly, Kevin, Anthony Smith hasn't done enough for me either.
Right.
Right now. So that's another factor, is that he has not shown, he's had a couple of plays, and he's shown, there were a couple times while we were out there that I saw some of the burst that I was looking for, but he's still so young and raw, he has a lot more to work on. So I understand where you're going with this.
And I will also say, this is just kind of a general football mission statement for me. If they're anywhere near close, I will sacrifice a third quarterback for several of these players. Same. Whether it's Stewart, Izzy, Mingo, there are many, many players I would be like, go heavy at this other position as opposed to
taking a third quarterback. What about Mafah? So you're keeping a fourth running back. You're keeping, here, let's, I'm giving you these numbers.
All right.
You're keeping Javonte, obviously.
Yep.
Jaden Blue, which is questionable still.
Is that all? Yeah, I was, okay.
I need to give, let's see some offensive line blocking, but he's probably going to make the team. Mafah and Malik Davis. Will you keep Mafah? Because I feel like he's the odd man out for me.
I'd keep it Malik over Mafah.
Okay, you're going to keep, let's say you have the option to keep all four of those guys or a third quarterback.
I'll keep Mafah then. I just, like,
yeah.
Unless we see something in these next two games, because, you know, they're going to swap it over, you're going to see Milton. And if Milton shows more of that fade-esque touch that you saw into the end zone, I mean, I know the catch was great, but the pass was really good for Joe Milton. If you see more of that touch as well, well, then maybe I'll reconsider depending on what Sam Howell looks like. But I just feel like, if they're both the same,
dude,
I do not want to keep both of them.
The other line that you're bringing up there, and Mickey pointed it out the other day, and that was Milton showed the ability to stay in the pocket and deliver a pass. That the touch is good because you're right. He's like, I can throw this thing 104 miles an hour 7 feet away. You don't have to.
Right.
The touch is good.
Yes.
But it's the desire to stay in the pocket and pull the trigger on a pass because that's going to be the bigger play than you running. And that's something that he just hasn't done. And because, I don't know if it's because he doesn't want to get hit. Most people don't want to get hit. He did say he'd rather truck somebody, though.
Sure.
But like, you can. You absolutely can stay in the pocket and deliver that pass for the big play that's going to set up your team in a better way.
And I'm so sorry. I'm just telling you what I think at this point. I think, barring a change in the next 2 weeks, which obviously there's still plenty of time to change, Scooney's on the roster and Trigg is not.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like a hot take. I'm just telling you.
Well,
that feels like the progression thus far.
Trigg could probably get through waivers too.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing about it is we all fall in love with the guys we see here and believe in. But like you said, Anthony Smith, 7th round draft pick. Michael Trigg, not drafted at all. So I don't think it's a done deal that some other team would just pick him up. I'm not saying they won't, but it's not like these were your 4th and 5th round picks that everyone is going to be like, oh, you just wait.
Yeah.
You just wait.
Well, and also, I mean, there's hundreds of those guys on other teams.
Exactly.
That you probably
exactly.
liked
exactly.
as well.
Yeah. Like, there's a good chance we're going to pick up somebody off of waivers that another fan base is going to be like, I cannot freaking believe we let him go and then he'll never do anything.
Exactly.
Here. Just like that will happen with Cowboys players as well. We will have a segment where in the moment we're all like, I can't believe we cut our 6th string defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, what did he end up doing? Nothing.
I believe they let Dak go, you know?
Okay, well, that feels
that's
like
not one of them.
That would probably take up the entirety of the show.
Yeah.